Zadání 3.
Tape script 12.
When I woke up this morning, it was early. I could see dark clouds and feel moist air coming through the bathroom window. But the sun is shining brightly now, so no hope for rain. This is bad news for the public lawns, thirsty plants in the gardens, and dry wells. But it's good news for my neighbor, who is holding a garden wedding today. Nova Scotia has experienced summer drought for the past 3 years. In some parts of the province, total rainfall was 65% below normal levels. The unusually hot, dry weather was good for tourism, but brought suffering to farmers. Those without means of irrigation had to cut down apple trees and abandon whole fields of potatoes too small to harvest. My problems with water seem insignificant by comparison. The peas and spinach dried under the hot spring sun, the lawn turned yellow, and the roses stopped blooming. But at least we don't have to make a living from selling our crops. I'm more worried about the amount of groundwater that will feed the well throughout the winter to flush the toilets, wash clothes, and provide bath water. Getting used to the complex water situation in Newport Landing has been a major adjustment for us, city folk. We had never given any thought to the water that poured freely out of our Toronto taps. The bathtub used to be filled to the top. We were used to taking long showers, and the children were taught to flush the toilet after every use. All that changed dramatically when we moved here 10 years ago. Save the flushes, we told them, and turn the tap off while you brush your teeth. Although we have a deep, old-fashioned bathtub, the kind you could lie in with bubbles up to your chin, we fill it with only a few centimeters of water. It is ironic that we must be so careful in a country blessed with enormous amounts of fresh water. Some people don't have wells, relying instead on cisterns, large concrete tanks in the cellar that collect rainwater from the roof, or they have water delivered by truck. We have both a well and a cistern. We regularly check the levels in both to ensure neither of them runs dry. Otherwise, air gets trapped in the pipes, and then the pump has to be primed. A process I find more difficult than programming our DVD player. Since June, we've ordered water weekly at the cost of $20 Canadian per load. Some of this water comes from springs, some from local rivers. We choose not to drink it, especially after discovering a mouse or two floating in the tank. Once again, though, our problems are quite tiny compared to Zimbabwe, where people pay exorbitant rates for polluted water. Over 1 billion people around the world lack safe water. Our water, whether it comes from the clouds, the springs, or the store, is relatively cheap and, for the most part, healthy. Autumn rains and winter snowfalls usually refill our well, although water deliveries are difficult, if not impossible, in January, when the temperatures fall below zero and water freezes.